Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stisham, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stisham.
Hello and welcome everybody to today's show. I'm just sitting here. You know, we're, 3 days from the start of Legacy Live. I'll be leaving for Houston tomorrow and really excited about everything that's coming together. I spent the last, 5 or 6 days, I guess, creating PowerPoints and wrapping up the binder and really just starting to look at and think about the delivery at the event. And if you've been listening to the shows, you know that Legacy Live this year is truly about that, what it looks like to leave the legacy that you want to leave. But it's over the last couple of weeks, it's become an even bigger conversation because it dawned on me that it's not just about leaving the legacy. It's about living your legacy. And so I've actually really enjoyed putting together the PowerPoints and the binders because, I got to go back and look through how I've lived my legacy, how my parents lived their legacy, what that means, what that looks like. And this has been super cool to put the story together that I'm going to be telling everybody this week. And then I have a recommendation for you. I spent yesterday about 6 hours, I guess, in YouTube looking at motivational videos because I like to use motivational videos throughout the 3-day event. And man, if you need a good pump you up, just go to YouTube and type in the word motivation and watch some videos. Oh my goodness, it was awesome. Actually, it was very hard to choose what I wanted to use because there's so many good ones out there, and I highly recommend that you spend your time doing that every once in a while, especially whenever you're having those days, you know. If you're listening to us live here in the States, today is Labor Day, right? No, it's a holiday. And so, there's just so many things going on at this one moment. And then tomorrow is my son's 22nd birthday. So I'm telling you, there's a million roads colliding at this moment, and it makes life very exciting. I wanted to take a few minutes before we bring our first guest of the show on and just kind of go back over, you know, a few things that we've covered them, we've touched on them in the last few weeks as we've been talking about legacy and what it looks like for you to live your legacy. And I'm actually going to take people through an exercise at the event, and I thought I would share that with you because I want you to, you know, I really want you to focus on what does legacy mean to you and what does that look like? You know, is it defined as what you leave for your children? Is it defined as the change that you make in the world or a combination of the two? For each person, I think it is very unique for them, the definition of legacy. But I want you to take a few minutes and I want you to answer that question. What does legacy mean to me? And then once you've looked at that, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to think about how do you have to create your business to deliver on that legacy, right? What does your business need to look like to be able to deliver on that? And then the third thing that I want you to look at is I want you to look at if you remove you from your business, what does it stand for? What is the change that it is making, it is creating in the world? What is the legacy that your business is allowing you to live and leave? Okay? So the important part being that if you can't remove you from the business, then surely by that fact, it's not creating a legacy, because if you're removed from the equation and it no longer exists, then there is no legacy being created to be left, right? So I want you to really think about those three questions. What does legacy mean to you? How does your business create that legacy? And if you remove you from your business, what does it stand for? What's the change your business is creating in the world? Okay? And then also, I went a little further in the binder, and I was talking about what is a legacy business. And really, a legacy business is just the vehicle that you're using to make a lasting change in the world. It's bigger than you are. It's designed to survive the toughest tests that businesses can face, economic downturns, unexpected generational transitions, the process of finding a new owner, right? These are the tests that businesses face. And it's not just, like I said when I opened this, it's not just about leaving a legacy. It's about living your legacy. And so what does living your legacy look like for you? Maybe that is that you are paying for your grandchildren's college educations or your children's college educations, right? When I look at my parents, they paid for their three children to go to college, but they've also are paying for their 10 grandchildren to go to college, okay? That's a way of living your legacy. Maybe it is that you want to travel the world with your family and show them everywhere that's exciting, right? My family, I've been to every state in the United States almost in an RV. We went to Alaska by plane. But every continental state in the United States I've been to in an RV with my family. We're going to Hawaii next year. So at that point, I'll be able to say I've been to every single state in the United States. What is it for you? What does that look like? Does it mean that you get to go fishing when you want to go fishing? Does it mean that you own the boat you want to own? What is it like for you to live the legacy? So I want you to take some time and really think about what that looks like. And then the last thing I want you to do is I want you to start to think about if you're creating a real business, right? We're talking about real businesses here, not some, I think I'll play with it and never get beyond that point, but a real business, what would your ideal exit strategy look like? And I know for a lot of you, you might be thinking, exit strategy? Man, I just want to be able to pay my bills. Well, that's part of the problem, right? You have to be thinking bigger. You have to be thinking, what is my ideal exit strategy? Do I want to sell it? Do I want to transition it to the next generation? Do I want to run it from afar? Do I want to continue to have it and just kind of, what we call bleed it, right? Which is it pays you well. You don't have to work that hard. It's managed by others. You continue to hold on to it, but you live an amazing life. And so I want you to think about what that exit strategy is, and then I want you to write down, in the next 10 years, I will have accomplished blank, fill in the blank. In the next 5 years, I will have accomplished blank. In the next year, I will have accomplished blank. I think that that is part of the issue that I see for so many entrepreneurs, is that we're not looking at that bigger picture. Now, I'm a big believer that you just take the next step. But here's the thing. If you haven't pinpointed a place somewhere on the map, how do you know which direction to take the darn step? Right? I almost said a bad word. So, again, we're going back to what is your ideal exit strategy look like for you? And then what are you going to accomplish in the next 10 years? What are you accomplishing in the next 5 years? What are you accomplishing in the next year? And it may be that there are sales goals in there. It may be that to have those sales goals, you have to meet a certain number of people. You know that you need to bring in a certain amount of team to be able to increase the size of your business. Whatever those things look like, get those written down. All righty, so we're going to, one last thing. You know what? It is only 3 days away from Legacy Live, but if you're in Houston, if you can get on a plane and you would like to, we would love to still have you, and you can join us by going to legacyliveevent.com. Super excited. We're at 120 registered for the event right now, so it's going to be a wonderful event. Lots of amazing business owners there and some really great content. If you've ever been to my events before, you will be excited. It's almost all brand spanking new content this time. So, all righty, join us, legacyliveevent.com. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk to our first guest of the show.
Lauren Dono is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurendono.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
And we are back, and with our first guest of the show, Ruth, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me,
Michelle. Awesome. So nice to meet you. This is Ruth King. And Ruth, what I like to do is I'm going to read your bio and give them the official stuff, but then I want to hear the real story of Ruth whenever we finish that. How about that?
That's fine.
Awesome. All right, guys, this is Profitability Master Ruth King. She is a serial entrepreneur, having owned 7 businesses in the past 30 years. One of her businesses helps small business owners truly understand and profit from their financial statements. After 12 years on the road, she found a better way to reach entrepreneurs who wanted to build their businesses. She began internet training in 1998 and began the first television-like broadcasting in 2002. Her latest channel, www.profitabilityrevolution.com, broadcasts ideas, news, strategy, and other information that markets to small business owners 24/7, 365 on any internet device. Ruth started the Decatur, Georgia branch of the Small Business Development Center. She's also founded the Women's Entrepreneurial Center and taught a year-long course for women who wanted to start their own businesses. So this is so awesome. I'm so excited that you're here.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. So, you know, I gave the little bones there of what's going on, but tell us, Ruth, are you just a serial entrepreneur from birth? What's the Ruth story?
I actually started, you know, quote-unquote businesses when I was a kid. You know, I'd be selling, we sold flowers out of my parents' garden to their chagrin. You know, and I always was selling something or doing something. So, yeah, it's kind of in my blood and has been, you know, ever since I was born. I mean, I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, and it's just, you know, continuing along. And my daughter has continued the legacy, so to speak.
That's always nice to see the next generation. We have a very similar story because that's my story as well. Is, you know, being in that family full of entrepreneurs, this is the way we think, right?
It's and the way it's you think, we're unemployable.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. My daughter actually walked up to me about 6 months ago and said that. Thank you, Mom, because I'm very unemployable. Like, I got it.
Thinkers. I mean,
we all are big thinkers.
Yep.
So, cool. So talk to us about the different businesses that you've owned.
I still have my consulting business, which is Business Ventures Corporation, that I started in 1981. So that still goes. I had a production company which did computer graphics in the 80s. I had a water business. I had a lot of different businesses over the years. We had T-shirt businesses and all sorts of fun things, just different ways of generating revenue. The funny thing about the T-shirt business was the only thing it was supposed to do was create vacations where we could design, and it did. Very cool. It worked really, really well from that perspective. And, you know, one of the things you were talking about is leaving a legacy before the break. And mine is really that every business really understands true profitability. And can you imagine what would happen in the world if everybody was profitable? That would be really cool.
I know. It would be so awesome. When I was looking at your website, I thought, oh, wow, this is really cool. It's about the profit. And I am really big about them being profitable as well. So that is awesome. So talk to us a little bit about Profitability Revolution.
Well, Profitability Revolution is, for all intents and purposes, television, small business television. You've heard of Food Channel and Golf Channel. Well, this is the Small Business Channel. And we're doing it online rather than through, you know, any network, because if you think about the network type thing, you're only going to be in one area. But we literally, I mean, it's, you know, broadcast 24/7, 365, and after everybody's finished watching this show, they can always go log onto there and see what's playing now. We have different, you know, anything that a small business owner might need, i.e., you know, if you've got to make payroll next Thursday, you know, ideas that will help you do that. If you've got an HR issue, it's meant for small business owners. It's not meant for Fortune 500 companies. You will not find a single Six Sigma thing here. You won't find a bit of theory in here. You won't find somebody who is, you know, you have one specific job duty, because most small business owners have a myriad of things that go on, and most of the people who work for them, at least initially, as until they grow, are doing a multiple number of things at the same time. So, I mean, it's really meant for small business owners and solving small business issues.
Very cool. And you said you started that when?
It actually went live in 2014, so it's been 24/365 for about a year now. And we had done the testing beforehand for a couple of years to make sure that, number one, we could stream continuously, and number two, that we could build an audience. And the answer was yes to both, so we actually went live June 1st of 2014, which was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, very cool. I love that. Well, so since profitability is your big thing, let's talk a little bit about that when it comes to, you know, small business owners and
everything we got to do.
There's like a gazillion thoughts going through my head. I was doing a talk last week in Houston, and one of the women said, "God, I'm just tired of running this non-profitable for-profit business." And I was like, "I got it." Just running like a not-for-profit at this moment.
Yeah.
So, what do you see as the big issues for people?
Well, number one, if you're not getting financial statements every single month, you have a hobby. You know, and the reality is, do you have a hobby or do you have a business? You know, hobbies owners, you know, they work 40, 60 hours a week because they love it, but they don't necessarily want to make a profit at it, and they don't do the things that are necessary to make a profit, i.e., get financial statements. And business owners, you know, as a general rule, love their businesses. We work just as hard, but we look at our financials every single month, and we make sure that we are doing things and spotting the issues and taking care of them before they bite us in the butt. And the reality is that none of us, including me, started business to understand the financial side of business. But if we don't understand the financial side of business, it will put us out of business eventually.
That's exactly right. I agree. And so when they're looking at these financials, what are they looking for?
Well, I'll tell you in less than 2 minutes how to tell that your financial statements are wrong. Number one, you have negative cash on your balance sheet. Number two, you have negative payroll taxes on your balance sheet, or payroll payments to the IRS or the state, you know, i.e. income taxes that are negative. You have negative loan balances. You have zero rent in 1 month and double rent in another month, or overhead that should be consistent that's not. And if those things are bad, guess what? Your financial statements are wrong.
Yeah.
And my thing is, you don't have to do them. You have to understand what they say. I suggest that everybody hire a bookkeeper, because that's not what you went into business for. But you can't abdicate the responsibility for the overall financials, in the sense that you have to look at them every month. It takes less than 30 minutes a month. And then make sure that you're spotting the minor issues before they become major crises. And it will tell you also whether you've got productivity issues. It will tell you whether you've got sales issues. It will tell you whether you've got just pricing issues, just by looking at your financial statements. It's pretty easy, actually, once you get the hang of it.
I think for a lot of people it's a super scary kind of place, just because they're not you know, they don't consider themselves numbers people or whatever, whatever that is for them. But, you know, it's one of the things I work with my clients on. I actually have a degree in accounting, so I love the numbers. I want to play in their financial statements, right? But definitely I am the exception to the rule when it comes to small business owners, because just like you said, they didn't start business to do this.
No,
right?
but they will put them out of business. They don't have it.
This will
yeah.
put you out. That's it. That is exactly right. And then I think the second issue that I see with a lot of small business owners is that there's just this marriage of their personal and their business financials. And
ooh,
I think
bad. Yeah, bad.
So you want to expand on that in any way?
Well, the thing is that you need a business checking account and a personal checking account, a business credit card and a personal credit card. And you keep the two separate. It just, I mean, you got to, don't fool yourself. Don't kid yourself, you know. And the funny thing about it is once you start doing that and you stop using your business as a checkbook and let your business run your business and your personal run your personal, then you'll actually see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is, like, since you've started the TV show, what's the popular things on there? What are people most paying attention to?
Unfortunately, it's not the financial things.
You know what? That doesn't surprise me.
No. It's mainly the HR things. It's mainly the sales things. It's mainly the marketing things. I mean, we just did a show on how to make sure that your marketing is profitable and, you know, not to do things that, you know, okay, I'm going to spend all this money on marketing and it worked or it didn't work. Well, why did it work or why didn't it work? So, I mean, even looking at that is very, very important. And obviously the HR issue is, you know, if I jokingly say if we could have robots working for us, we'd all be in, you know, great times, because we need people, we need teams of people, we need people to do the things we need them to do. And the HR part of what we do can be very challenging sometimes, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So
very
those,
cool.
those unfortunately are the ones that are most popular.
So you guys are, you're recording these shows in a studio in Georgia?
Yeah. Studio in Georgia. We have a full production studio in Georgia. Some of them are live. Some of them we produce in advance and just show. Like my show is called Profitability, and it's live 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then we shoot other shows for, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them are live and some of them are recorded, and all of our hosts are small business owners who have done what they're talking about, not only telling you about doing things, they've actually done it themselves. So we vet who we put on the air so that you don't get anybody who's expanding about things that they don't know about or have never done, which is not what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, very cool. I like that. I was just kind of... Actually, your show was going to be playing. I think it's playing right now, as a matter of fact, because when I went to it, I saw that you were coming up. So,
yeah,
it's pre-recorded because it's not live, but it's Tuesday.
Right, yeah.
You said, right? So,
right, yeah.
So, very cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome. Well, yeah. So I'm really excited about that as a network. And how are you guys getting that out and letting people know what's going on? And what is your marketing behind the TV show?
Well, there's a lot of we're doing a lot of work with different organizations and groups. Number one, number two, we're talking to a lot of people. We do a lot of social media. I do talks like this and a lot of things that are just, you know, different traditional marketing as well as social media marketing, and those are the different ways that we're getting the information out to prospective small business owners, because, you know, we're a very diverse group of individuals. We very rarely, you know, we don't all watch this or don't all go do these things. We're just diverse all over the place.
Right.
It makes it a little bit more difficult, but it's also more challenging at the same time to make sure that everybody gets to know about what we're doing, which is the fun part.
Yeah, very cool. I think I saw a member login or join now or something. Mm-hmm. Are y'all doing a membership kind of
right.
As well, or maybe that's the way you notify them new shows are out or something like that?
We do. I do an email every week called Profitable Business, which is free. We have three levels of membership, silver, gold, and platinum. The gold membership has access to our library, which has 330-some-odd videos, HR, sales, marketing, operations, you know, things that you need to run a small business. And then platinum is basically a mastermind group that we put together for that. So it really helps. Different people have different needs, and they're going different ways. So we have options for just about everybody.
Very good. Exciting stuff going on. And where in Georgia are you?
In Atlanta, right outside of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah,
okay.
We're in Atlanta.
You got plenty of entrepreneurs around there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is,
out of woodwork.
Yeah, we have one of our hosts of HR Heaven or Hell. It comes out of Jacksonville. She actually flies in once a month, and we shoot all of her shows. And so we don't necessarily have hosts that are only in Atlanta. We have them from all over the place.
Okay.
So that's cool. One of the other things that would be real important for everybody, I think, is the thought that, you know, we didn't start our businesses to do this. But if we think about it, and when accounting was invented, and you probably know this as a CPA, it was invented in the 1300s. They didn't have a calculator. They didn't have, you know, QuickBooks.
That's right.
So they had to make it easy. So it's just, you know, you've done harder things in life to learn the language of your business. This is just, you know, spend a half hour a month. I mean, I wrote a book called The Courage to Be Profitable. You can get and stay profitable in less than 30 minutes a month. Just do it. And once you get started with it, you're actually going to have financials that will be fun to get every month rather than, oh, my gosh, I got to do this every month.
And I think you really hit the nail on the head earlier when you said get a bookkeeper, get someone to do it for you, and then either go over it with that person, you know, get someone who knows what they're doing to show you the first few times. And if you've got the hang of it, then great. But if you need someone to help you with that commitment to check, to look at them and read them and know what's going on, you know, my clients know they're going to be asked, what is your, you know, what's the profitability looking like? What were your total sales? What were your expenses? What did you spend on this? What did you do? You know, they have to go look just because they know I'm going to ask me. So because of that, I'm going to ask them. Because of that, they do it and they watch it and they, you know, it's growing because they're paying attention. What we pay attention to improves, correct?
That's exactly right. It's one of my favorite lines.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what's good for your business. And most people who will pay attention and invest in themselves actually will find out that their businesses will do better, too.
Awesome. Well, so I know you've written several books, and we only have maybe 30 minutes here left before we go to commercial again. So how about sharing with us a couple or what's the newest one?
The latest one is called Financial Statements Matters, and it's really an easy way to look at a P&L and a balance sheet. And it's only on Kindle, so you have to go up to Amazon and get it. And I broke it down into whether you are a service business or a product-oriented business or heating and air or contracting business. So it's done differently for the different businesses because there are slight differences amongst those. And then I mentioned The Courage to Be Profitable, which was my best-selling award-winning book. And it literally, and I'll show you in less than a half hour a month how to get and stay profitable and the trailing data you need to track. And don't get afraid, you know, scared by saying that word. And the first book that I ever wrote, which was probably the most fun book, was The Ugly Truth About Small Business. And it's the story of 50 entrepreneurs, myself included, and the heartaches we went through and survived and how we lessons learned and how we grew our businesses as a result. And doing those 50 interviews, I changed the way I was doing business a lot, too, simply because I didn't want to go through a lot of that.
Awesome. So where can they find all your books?
You can get them on Amazon. If you want, you can send me an email to rking@profitabilityrevolution.com. Or I can get them online. That way it's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, very good. And so just so everybody knows, this is Ruth King from ProfitabilityRevolution.com. You guys need to go check this out. There's some really cool stuff on there. And you know, I love, Ruth, that it's TV, right? This is that's what people pay attention to, and so that's fun. Very good. Well, it's been great having you here. Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Wonderful. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our second guest of the show.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
And we are back with our second guest of the show. Deborah, are you there?
I am.
Oh, so wonderful. Nice to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you, Michelle.
Wonderful. So, Deborah, if you were listening earlier, the way I like to do this, and I will read your official bio, but then I really want to know the story of Deborah and what got you here. So let me do that first. Let me introduce you to everybody, and then we'll come back and talk about what brought you here. So this is Deborah Battersby. Did I say that correctly, Deborah?
You did.
Absolutely. All right. Wonderful. And Deborah is a self-diagnosed problem solver and puzzle geek, and I love that. Her curiosity has taken her into the realms of sales, negotiations, business, personal development, and numerous leadership roles. Deborah loves to challenge assumptions and defy expectations to find easier, better, faster solutions to the obstacles most achievers face. Whether business, sports, health, finances, or relationship, we all have the power to and we all have the power and potential to realize our dreams and goals. Her chosen mission is to help leaders channel those resources to create massive success and make positive change in the world. Deborah, just welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I was listening in to your previous interview, and I just was very excited by, you know, the kind of questions you ask and the things you're focused on. So, ready when you are.
Awesome. So tell us, Deborah, what's the history? What's the background? What brought you to realizing that you are the problem solver and the puzzle geek, which I
love? You know, I think it goes back a long time ago. You know, I'm the oldest girl in a family of 9 children, and so I have a feeling I've been, you know, unconsciously solving problems since I can remember, or since I could even think my way through something. So I think it goes back a long way, and it was perhaps a skill set or an interest that I didn't even really know that I had. It's just one of those things that life shapes you to, you know, with different perspectives and different ways of looking at things and different skill sets. And you know, you take those things for granted that, you know, everybody loves that and everybody knows how to do that. And then one day you discover that you actually, not everybody does like that. Mm-hmm. And that there's some wisdom in that. And it becomes the foundation of what it is you do best and what it is you're kind of meant to contribute to the world. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah, very cool. Before I forget, tell everyone what your website address is.
It's www.successmatrix.com. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, you asked how I got here. Well, I always thought I was going to be a school teacher. You know, I was one of those kids who loved school and loved learning and have, as a result, put myself in, excuse me, numerous learning environments throughout my life. And so I guess what I discovered is that I really was going to be a student for the rest of my life, and that there would be some things that I would teach, but school teaching wasn't my path. I found myself taking a real estate course with a friend just because I was curious, and ended up in a career in real estate sales for 25 years that was just an awesome adventure and a wonderful experience of learning what it's really like to be an entrepreneur, you know. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I love your audience, and I love being able to, you know, just have time with your audience, because I think entrepreneurs are the bravest souls on the planet.
I agree with you. They really are.
You know, I call them mavericks. It does. I call them mavericks because you really have to be willing to, you know, let go of everybody else's perspective and pursue your own vision, and, you know, not disregard counsel, but will be willing to go against counsel when your gut tells you to do something different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have a fascination and an appreciation of entrepreneurs, and, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, it's all on you. What you're able to create, you know, what challenges you face, you know, who you hire, who you get rid of, who, you know, what path you take, what you say yes to, what you say no to, everything comes down to you. And that's gutsy.
Very cool. So are you, tell me how you work with your clients. Are you working on, is it mindset?
Well, I believe everything, you know, thanks for asking that, Michelle. I believe everything begins with mindset, because all the strategy in the world is useless if the mindset can't back it up. And I know that so many of the people that I've had the pleasure of working with over the years, you know, I've done sales training, I've done negotiation training, I've done contact presentation, and so much of that throughout my real estate career. And that even the best strategies and the best scripts and the best formulas in the world are inept if the mindset is corrupt. And what I mean by that is if it's just laced with doubt and uncertainty and unworthiness and undeserving, that, you know, all the strategies will eventually, they'll just fall away. And so what I believe is the foundation of all success is, you know, the space between your ears. It's what's your mindset? What are you able to handle? How much uncertainty can you deal with? How much trust do you have in yourself? How much faith do you have in, you know, how much faith do you have in the universe, you know? I remember one of my favorite questions, or actually it's not exactly a question, it comes from a quote where Einstein, you know, says that you have to decide at some point whether the universe is friendly or unfriendly. And if you decide it's an unfriendly place, life is a struggle. Mm. If you embrace it as a friendly, supportive place of potential, life becomes much easier. And so I have been fascinated, probably since my early days in sales, about what is it that really locks in that positive, powerful, I can do it, believe in myself, let's make it happen mindset. And I've studied with some of the most extraordinary people on the planet, and I'm very blessed in that I've actually been, and many of your listeners probably know Tony Robbins, but I've been involved in Tony's leadership program for 27 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I have I have learned from many great masters, and and understand that, you know, that mindset is where you have to go first. You know, if the mindset is unsupportive, everything else is 10 times harder. And it doesn't mean that your actions can't eventually overcome your mindset, that if you adopt a particular practice or a ritual and you stay committed to it for a long enough period of time, you begin to build and develop internal strength and discipline that eventually will replace or override that, you know, unsupportive mindset. But I happen to like speed, so I think that if there's a faster way to get something done, you know, just a more immediate solution to a problem, that it doesn't always have to be the hard way. That, you know, and I think that was a challenge that I personally had to overcome, because, you know, from my upbringing, it was about hard work pays off. And that's a beautiful belief to have, except there's one huge downside to it, and that is that it's always going to be hard work. And so many of us embrace that principle that, you know, everything I put into, all the effort I put in is going to pay off at some point in time. And if the belief is that it's going to be hard work, you can guarantee that's exactly how it's going to show up.
It's going to be hard work. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And how is that going to be different whenever that is your belief? So that's a brilliant point. I was looking around on your website and noticed you used the word maverick earlier, and you talk about entrepreneurs living and breathing the maverick spirit. And then further down the page, I don't know if you listened to the show in the beginning, but I have an event coming up in Houston called Legacy Live, and where I teach entrepreneurs how to build their and create their legacy. And on your page it says, is it time, your time to unleash that maverick spirit? Are you ready to defy boundaries and blaze new trails? Will you dare and inspire destiny, choose a living legacy? And I was like, this chick's in the right place, right? I knew it was going to be a good conversation when I saw that.
Well, I was scoping out your website and some of your posts recently, and I saw the Legacy event, and I thought, okay, we're on the same page. So I love that. And, you know, and I kind of love that, you know, whatever mysterious forces, you know, bring people together, that a mutual friend of ours, Lynn Ruby, actually introduced us.
Yeah.
And you know, so I just wanted to give a shout out to Lynn and, you know, thank her for that introduction.
Yeah, Lynn's awesome. She's one of my coaches in one of my coaching programs, so very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so how did I get here, you know, from sales to, you know, most of what I do now is, well, all of what I do now is coaching and consulting. And I've gone into, at first I thought I was really supposed to begin only with, you know, companies like real estate companies or sales companies that work primarily with training and developing salespeople. And oddly enough, it has emerged into, you know, I work primarily with executive teams for small, medium, and large companies. Although a large company for me is, you know, a company that does about $75 million in, you know, annual revenue. I haven't broken the $100 million mark client yet, but I'm sure that's on the horizon. And it's so much a part of, you know, what is it that has to emerge from the mindset of the leadership to create the culture, to create effective systems, to create the team that's going to work together to, you know, and I love what Ruth King said about, you know, the courage to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I remember reading somewhere recently that, you know, there could be a company that does $1 billion in revenue and is not profitable. you know, and there's a couple of them out there that, you know, they can do tremendous turnover and have a non-profitable year or a non-profitable couple of years. And so it isn't about revenue. It ultimately comes down to profit. And you know, kind of dovetailing on what Ruth said is that profit is also a mindset. That, again, you know, there has to be a mindset that makes it okay to be successful, okay to be profitable, deserving of, you know, financial abundance. Again, you can earn a lot of money, employ a lot of people, and not take home a lot of profit. So bringing everything back to fundamentally what are the beliefs that are supporting everything you do. And so I have a particular formula that I love to work with right. entrepreneurs, and that is that it's called, you know, the Entrepreneur's Accelerator. But the keys are to figure out, you know, what are the barriers to the success you want? What are the bridges? And the bridges are the positive mindset that you already have, because you all have it. Even if, you know, you trip yourself up on a few things, you've got things that work for you, things that keep you going, things that sustain you, positive beliefs that keep you moving in a forward direction. So finding out what your barriers are is critical, because we have to remove those barriers to accelerate progress. To find out what your bridges are, we get to use those and compound those for more rapid success. Then we explore what I call your bullies. Those are your personalities that take you down. You know, your critic, your saboteur. You know, maybe it's the voice of your mother-in-law, or, you know, it could be, you know, your dad or a school teacher or a nun from who knows when. But those personalities that have, when they show up, somehow or other, your power is drained away. And so we really want to kind of tame those personalities and, you know, put them in the place where they fit, where they belong, where they actually support what you want to accomplish instead of undermine it. And then there are the personalities that I like to call your benefactors. They're your cheerleaders. They're the part of you that when you're in that space, oh, everything is awesome. You know, like you're in the zone and you don't even know how you got there. You're just there and you're loving it. And so once we figure out, you know, and what I love about this particular approach is it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. It really is your belief, your barriers are yours. You know, they may be similar to some people's, but they're usually founded in very personal experiences. And your bridges are also your own. They're also supported by your own personal experiences, as are your bullies and your benefactors. And we have to figure out, you know, how do we put those pieces of the puzzle together so that what we get is optimal results? And how do we, you know, because our critic is actually supposed to be there to be of benefit in some way.
Yeah, protection.
Yeah, well, and also sometimes guidance, like, hey, stupid, don't go there. That is dangerous. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, sometimes when that critic shows up, we go, shut up. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. But in any case, there's all of those things that actually do take us out of our zone are actually intended for benefit. And, you know, the premise of everything I do is that all the emotions we experience, all the beliefs we have, every single thought that crosses our path is in some way designed to benefit us. And our challenge comes with misinterpreting that information. And, you know, like fear is information. And it's something that most entrepreneurs are pretty familiar with. You know, it's kind of like it's a regular companion, practically a sidekick, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but fear, many people interpret fear as information or emotion that says, you know, don't go there, don't do that, you know, this isn't safe, this is too risky, when oftentimes fear's real message is slow down a little bit, look around you, get your bearings, make sure you're on solid ground, gather your resources, you know, kind of get the lay of the land. It doesn't say don't go. It just means go smartly. Go with awareness. Go gather more information. And so we have, because fear is such a visceral experience, that we interpret that to mean like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this, when that is rarely the case. Fear rarely means stop, unless you really are at the edge of a cliff and the next step is lethal.
Pay attention to that, Ben. Well, I love that. So the entrepreneurial accelerator, what a great idea.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we're getting ready to go to another break. But before we do, I just want to I saw on your website, on successmatrix.com, that you have something called the 12 Barriers to Success and Maverick's Move to Overcome Them. So
yeah.
I would, do you want to give us the quick short on what that is? And then everyone can just go to your website and check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Do you need to take a break first, or shall I share that now?
Go ahead and do that. Yeah,
okay.
1 minute.
Well, the 12 Barriers to Success is pretty much what I was telling you about, is identifying what your barriers are. And this little ebook is about the most common ones. And the great thing you can do with that is do a personal assessment of what are my barriers? What really is it that trips me up? Because, you know, the change begins with awareness. Until you know what's tripping you up, you don't have the opportunity to do anything about it. You just kind of go blindly into life with it as, you know, part of your formula. So please do take advantage of that. And as you read through them, you'll get some strategies on if when those barriers happen to show up, here's a couple things you can do to overcome them in the moment, to deal with them as they become real for you.
Awesome. All right, Deborah, thank you so much for being here. It's been great having you on the show. And, guys, you be sure and check out Deborah's website at successmatrix.com. All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a few.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Wonderful, and we are back. We had two fantastic guests on the show today, Ruth King from ProfitabilityRevolution.com and then Deborah Battersby from SuccessMatrix.com. Be sure you go check them out and get connected. Two very intelligent women who are doing some big things, and you want to be in the middle of that. Also, we had a question. I didn't want to forget to answer it from Maria Flynn. So Maria asked if Legacy Live is going to be live streamed, and it will not be this year, Maria. And we would love to have you join us, though. You can find out more about that at legacyliveevent.com. Just come be there in person with us. You know, when we were talking to Ruth earlier, and we were talking about financial statements, and that's one of the things that I've added into the to the event this year that we haven't done in the past, because we are talking about building legacy, and to build legacy, you have to build a real business, not a hobby, but a real business. And just like Ruth said, to be in a real business, you should be checking your financials. And so I am going to be teaching you how to read your balance sheet, how to look at your profit and loss or your income statement to understand what's going on in your business, as well as looking at your cash flow statement. And I'll be explaining all of that. And for those of you who already have your tickets, don't think you can bail just because we're going to look at the financials. Trust me, I will make it as easy and fun as you possibly can imagine it could be. But we are going to spend a lot of time looking at the numbers. We're going to look at your financials, but we're also going to look at, you know, how do you grow your business and how do you add more revenue streams, or Are acquisitions in your future, or is it product launches, or do you want to expand your information-based products or coaching, or whatever that looks like? We're going to be spending an entire day looking at different versions of numbers for your business and how to add that next six figures and what it would look like for you. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That is my favorite piece. You know me, I love the numbers. And then we're also going to spend the day looking at how do you build community, because one of the things I want to work with you on is called exponential growth versus linear growth. So linear growth is, you know, that one turns into two, turns into three, turns into four, turns into five. That's linear growth, right? Exponential growth is one turns into two, two turns into four turns into eight turns into 16. So in five steps, instead of having five, you've got 16. And so there are things you can do in your business to create exponential growth instead of linear growth. And so I am really excited that we're going to be working on that this year. That's all new and going to be just an amazing conversation. And really, I want to expand your minds. I want you to think bigger. I want you to think, you know, what is the possibility? What do I really want? And what do I have to do to get there? And then you need to make a decision if you're really going to do this or not. Because you know me, I wrote the book on purpose, Take the Risk or Get a Job. I'm serious, right? Are you going to get in this business and turn it into the legacy business that you want? Or should you quit playing around and realize that you're not ready or you don't want to do it, and you go do whatever? And that's okay to make that decision, but it's time. I am so excited that so many people are ready. And coming to this event, I'm just going to tell you like it is, right? Kind of try to get things done. So I am super, super, super excited about all of it. And so Legacy Live starts in Houston on Thursday, September 10th at 9 a.m., and we will be at the Doubletree on Highway 59, right next to Joel Osteen's church, as a matter of fact. And so you could come for the warm cookies, but stay for this amazing event. I promise you, you will learn a lot. You will take a lot of action while you're there. When you leave, your business will look different. And in a good way, right? It'll be what you want it to be. It's going to be moving in that direction. So that is super, super, super exciting. What else did I need to cover? I think that was the only question we had, was about the streaming, live streaming, and we will not be live streaming this year. And one last time, I just want to remind you to go check on Deborah's website, Deborah Battersby at SuccessMatrix.com, and then Ruth King at ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Thank you, ladies, for being here today. It was a fantastic show. Thank you to each and every single one of you who are listening in, and whether you're listening to the recording or are here with us live, we really appreciate it. Be sure you check us out on iTunes. Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. This is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.